everybody, and welcome to Fired Up with CJ. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Dr. Hank Wesselman, a paleontologist, and we also have, in honor of Haley Makua, his margarita song, which does he like margaritas? And we are here talking about the book, The Bowl of Light. And we're going to shift gears a little bit right now, and we're going to start talking about Spirit Walker, because that's what just needs to happen. So tell us about your initiation from being a scientist into a spiritualist now. What happened to you? How did it happen?
Well, I was in my early 40s. I was living in Berkeley. I was finishing my PhD dissertation in anthropology. And one morning, on the heels of a joyous marital encounter, I always pause there for that
yes.
to sink in.
I got it.
I was precipitated into a visionary state of consciousness in which my physical body was invaded by feelings of power, feelings of force, feelings of pressure that could have been quite alarming if they weren't so exquisitely pleasurable. You know, I literally became as rigid as a stick of wood, couldn't move a muscle. My conscious awareness was fully on, fully functioning, and I found myself lying in bed next to my wife, precipitated into this visionary state in which I was in this dark forest at night. And as my conscious awareness began to move through the forest, I had a direct encounter with what traditional tribal people would call a spirit. And this one was quite formidable. It was at least 50 feet tall, and it looked like a black silhouette, head, shoulders, and then all the way to the ground, you know, like this huge dark keyhole standing under the trees. This spirit took me through the death experience. In retrospect, I have the feeling that I actually died and was taken out of body and shown the existence of power, which was beyond my wildest imaginings. I suddenly understood what shamans and mystics across the world were talking about. Then, having had this experience, I was put back in my body. My heart started beating again. And I came out of the state absolutely shattered psychologically. Now, if I've got this right, and I believe I do, this being with which I had connection is the one that they call the Angel of Death.
Wow.
Did you ever see the film Meet Joe Black?
No, but I understand who the Angel of Death is.
Meet Joe Black is a film about death who takes a vacation and comes into human form and has a very interesting encounter with a family here on Earth. Death was played by Brad Pitt. Well, in my encounter with the Angel of Death, he didn't look like Brad Pitt, but there's
too
no
bad.
Question in my mind that this is who this was. Well, I had several of these experiences, and I tried to talk to my anthropology colleagues about this, but they all patted me on the back and said, "Well, Hank, it's nice to know that somebody in the 60s inhaled." In other words, they treated me as an idiot, as an idiot savant.
Right.
And so I realized that I couldn't talk to people about these experiences.
Right.
But, you know, having had the experience, I wanted more. And I wanted it from the direct experience. I didn't want to read about it. I wanted to have it. But I couldn't seem to switch it on again. Then in 1985, my wife Jill and I and our first daughter moved to our small farm in Hawaii, where we lived for 4 years. And during this time, I had this ongoing series of visionary experiences characterized by the same paralysis, the same expansiveness awareness in which my mind was brought into connection with a man who lives in the future. This is a man who lives roughly 5,000 years after the collapse of what we call Western civilization.
Mm.
And he lives somewhere on the western coast of North America. This is what my book Spirit Walker is about. My book Spirit Walker is about how I went crazy in Hawaii and began to have these spontaneous visions that would sometimes... I would be there merged with this man in this future level of time for 18, 20, 24 hours. And
wow.
Then I would sort of be transported back to my own body, lying in bed next to my wife. Only moments would have passed.
Oh, my
God. It was an absolutely extraordinary phenomenon. This book made a huge impression. As I said, it was published in 13 languages abroad and was a bestseller all over the place. It eventually became three books of a trilogy. The first was called Spirit Walker, the second Medicine Maker, and the third book is called Vision Seeker. And these books are about my connections with a man who may be my once and future self. In other words, he may be my descendant self, myself living in the future. This is a man of Hawaiian ancestry who lives on the western coast of North America, who engages on a journey of geographic investigation into the interior of the continent in search of what happened to us, to the great American civilization. And there he encounters the descendants of the once great North American civilization. It's really quite a goddamn interesting story, if I could just put it that way. You know, it just blew me away. I was not prepared to have these experiences at that time, but the book Spirit Walker, Medicine Maker, and Vision Seeker, those three books, record the details of this extraordinary adventure. And, you know, it's been very, very widely read. And for those who haven't read it yet, happy reading.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. I'm completely captivated by the thought of even reading these books. They sound fantastic. I feel like we have to have a whole nother episode after I read those three books so we can talk about in more details of your experience, because it sounds phenomenal. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you're incredibly busy. Thank you for making the time to share this incredible piece of work with us and inspire us to do more to continue our spiritual practice, because I think it's important, and to continue asking questions about the nature of the universe, who we are, and what our role is, which I think is one of the most important things we can be doing. Don't you?
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. And once we're on the path, there's no getting off. You're on the
path. I know.
You're on out.
That's a sad thing.
But once you get on the path, man, it becomes the only game in town worth playing. Everything
yes.
else pales by comparison.
I'm with you. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. And Haile Makua, thank you for sharing your beautiful piece of work. I know that you're out there listening to this. And much gratitude to you, Brian, at WBLQ. And join us next week when we talk to Dr. Lonnie Leary, when she shares practical advice on taking care of loved ones with terminal illness and how to handle eventual loss of your loved one. We'll make sure to find out about Hank's upcoming workshop at sharedwisdom.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next weekend. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.